Look, I had a chance during the week to have a brief chat with Anthony Mundine. He officially retired after a long career in rugby league and boxing, and he played in grand finals in rugby league during the 90s, won 3 boxing world titles, and there's a strong suggestion he made at least $30 million in the world of boxing. Hell of a lot of money over a long period of time. But for a lot of you, I'm sure, Mundine will be more remembered for his controversial comments, often extremely offensive, at everything from conspiracy theories to racism to the national anthem to the flag. He polarised a lot of people, probably the most polarising Aussie athlete we've seen in this country for quite some time. But whatever you think about him, he's made headlines for the last 20, 30 years, and I caught up with Anthony Mundine during the week.
Yeah, it's an honour and a privilege, man, to have the brothers turn up and show me the respect that they did today. Sort of a bit overwhelming, and you know what I mean? So I'm just honoured, to be honest.
People wondering whether you've fought for too long. You're 45. Do you think in the end you've gone on too long?
No, I don't think so. I think when I went down in weight, like down to when I fought Hornets, I fought Green at 83 kilos, but I only made like 79 and a half. Then I had to come down to 71 to fight Horn. So when I went 72 to fight Zarafa. So when I went down in weight, it sort of shuts your resistance. You know, you haven't got resistance like you would if you're 75, 76. The weight was a big problem, and being in the infrared sauna for 2 days before a fight and draining your body, draining all your minerals, really took its toll.
Are you worried at all about your health long term, having boxed for so long?
Nah. I'm sharp as a tack, bro. You know what I mean? I'm talking like a first fight. You know what I mean? I don't change, bro.
but so much is said now about concussion in rugby league and boxing and what it can do long term, and we see what happened with the NFL. Has it dawned on you at all?
You know what? I got concussed more in footy than boxing.
Really?
I swear to God. I played 20 years in footy, like 21 years as well. I started when I was 4, retired when I was 25, went to boxing and retired when I was 46. I got more head knocks and concussions in football than I did in boxing.
But then combined, are you worried about what the combined impact of both of them is?
No worry at all, because I feel like I did when I, you know, when I didn't get KO, you know what I mean?
What's your greatest achievement across both sports? Is it the world titles in boxing?
100% the world titles is at the pinnacle of a fighter's dreams. And the footy, just being recognised as one of the elite players in the game, not just that, but being one of the highest paid players in the game at the time.
How would you have gone playing rugby league in 2021?
If I was a young fella?
Yeah.
I'd chill it. Man, I was a different beast in late rugby league.
Where do you think your achievements are going to sit in the list of the all-time Aussie greats?
Well, I don't know where I sit. I believe I'm in the grand final in that race too. But in saying that, you know, we're talking a guy that conquered 2 sports at the highest level.
One more before you go. The remarks and the comments in the lead-up to a lot of your fights that made headlines and you copped a lot of grief for along the way, how much of that was theatre?
Most of it was theatre, but in saying that, there's a couple of fights that I genuinely didn't like the guy, and I genuinely was speaking my mind.
I appreciate your time. Congrats. Amazing career, and enjoy the day. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.